Now, good to see that Josh Masoodi's falling in line with Breakfast Radio, because he normally comes in here, you know, spick and span with suit and the, you know, the shoelace tie, looking very, very trendy. Well, still trendy, Josh, but very, very cash. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, good to be cash for once as well. It's just my mid-season hiatus.
What's going on? You're having a bit of a break, are you? What's going on?
It's just a hiatus. You got to change it up, mate, every now and again.
Yeah, that's fine. Casual too for the Origin teams. We had the Queenslanders yesterday up in Mackay, soaking up some of that Queensland atmosphere, understanding how important this game is to the Queenslanders, and New South Wales bunkered down at Star and training back at the old traditional Leichhardt Oval.
Yeah, interesting for New South Wales. Both teams have had a really, really low-key first couple of days in camp. They're not really training until Friday. The Blues did a bridge climb last night for Vivid. We joined them up on the top there. It was quite funny to see some of the players mucking around, just incredibly casual, these guys. Woodsy was actually stretching his hamstrings up on the railings right on top of the bridge there. Nothing seems to faze them. Jack Bird was the only one that was sort of trembling a little bit with the heights, but all in all, a really good experience for them.
Any of them try to throw you off, Josh? or any of the journos there?
Well, they might have thrown my suit off. That's why it got a bit wet. I've got to wear this.
We wanted to talk about this story. It was at the start of the week. We mentioned it briefly, and it certainly became a bit more after that, because the New South Wales side even went as far as saying, hang on, and Wade Graham came out in defence of Tim Glasby. It was the article that appeared on the back page of the Telegraph on the Tuesday morning, talking about his stats and so forth. And you've got, you want to say a little bit more on it?
Yeah, look, as a journalist, I was embarrassed by it. I think it gives our industry and our profession a really, really bad name. I don't really hold the journalist himself who did it, who's not a journalist actually, who's a fantasy league analyst.
Right.
I don't really hold him accountable. It's more what's going on in our industry as a whole. You read stuff about Channel 10 falling apart, stuff about the Sydney Morning Herald falling apart. Now, this article, I think, is sort of the thin edge of the wedge and a bit of a terrifying vision of what's to come when you're sacking people who have expertise and leaving it to people who don't. This is the type of story that you get when someone doesn't have a proper understanding of how the game works, i.e. that stats don't tell you two-fifths of nothing about what a player is worth, such as the effort areas, the work on the ground Tim Glasby does, the kick chase, all those things that aren't measured by numbers. You get an article like that, and I think we're going to be seeing more and more of them if the media industry continues to go the way it does, and I suppose favours people who cost less but bring more money to the company in terms of Fantasy League and Supercoach than just pure journalists who, I suppose, don't make any discernible income for the company.
Makes you feel a little bit old, doesn't it, as we talk about that? But we chatted with Kevvy Walters normally on a Monday, Josh. He was on Tuesday morning because of the long weekend, and we quizzed him regarding that. Yeah, that was the surprise selection, Glasby. No doubt he'll do the job that Queensland expect him to do, but he came with the endorsement of a bloke called Cameron Smith and another one called Cooper Cronk. Fair couple of blokes to have in your corner.
And, mate, he's a fair bloke. He's keeping on the bench. Jordan McLean, who's a shandy off being picked for the Blues as well. He starts in that Melbourne side, Tim Glasby. And, there's a much better story than his stats. The story of how he went down to Penrith as an 18-year-old. He was mentored by Luke Lewis and Petro Sivanisiva, two of the greats. He was rejected. He could have just been another kid that fell between the cracks of under-20s and New South Wales Cup. They let him go. He had to go all the way back home, do it tough as a financial planner every day, working and mixing it with football. He didn't give up. It's one of the best, or it's probably the best personal origin story I've read this year.
He was a three-time player of the year at the Intra Super Cup team that he played in.
Then he came down
and got the start at the Melbourne Storm. The thing I wanted to make, with he and Jared Wallace, two of the best-looking front rowers.
Well, that's not a great endorsement.
No, there's been some good-looking front rowers over the years. You know, Paul the Chief Harrigan. Two of the best-looking front rowers I've ever seen.
Yeah, Steve Price from the Warriors went all right. I remember there might have been a modelling shoot.
Yeah, Steve Price, he was on the Men of League. I think he was in the Men of League calendar.
That's right.
I think Paul Dunn thought he was okay.
Dunny did have a sort of, he's quite suave.
Shoe modelling career at one stage.
Hand modelling career. Mm. We know how that ends.
The Munster?
Yeah.
Marty Bella?
Not so much. Hey, the fan forum at the Bulldogs, we had a lot of discussion around it, had a bit of fun with it. What was your feedback on it? I heard from an insider that the timing of the win on Monday was crucial.
Yeah, that would have taken a lot of the sting out of it. Mm. Look, the feedback was that the four people from the Bulldogs there, Raylan Castle, Ray Dibb, Aidan Tolman and Des Hasler, did a very, very, very good job of converting the masses. It was almost like a biblical conversion. I think a lot of people went in there as skeptics, as heathens.
Angry.
And they came out as true believers in Des's style. And that's what makes a great coach, that he can talk to people. That's what he does on a daily basis, Des. He talks to people and makes them believe in him. Mm. And he did that very well on Tuesday night in front of 300 members. There was a bit of cynicism at the start where they only answered emailed questions, only pre-approved questions.
It's and like after, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, like the way we're going in the media a little bit. And there was a bit of, oh, is this all it's going to be? And then Ray Dibb grabbed the microphone and said, okay, go for it. Ask whatever you want, yeah, as long as you're doing it in a polite fashion. And for an hour and a half, they sat there and were grilled on absolutely everything. There wasn't a lot of detail that I could tell. The only little bit of detail was that they maintained that James Graham and Aidan Tolman will not be going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, Des just, I suppose, had to defend his playing style.
And the other one I think Raylan said was they will be cap compliant by in 2018. The way things stand at the moment, they'll be, well, depending on what the cap is.
Depending, that is, and which is the club, Jimmy, that's banging the drum loudest for the cap to be $10 million?
Bulldogs. Bulldogs.
Well, exactly. They've got money. Thank God bless the league's club and the pokies going. But this second strike policy is an issue looming large. We've seen Sean Kenny Dow now released by the Sydney Roosters. So he's been released. Well, he's already released.
Pending
so
a court appearance.
He's
yeah.
got that next week, isn't it? And 160 players, you speculate, could be on a looming on already had one strike against their name about illicit drugs.
That's the talk among people in the know in the game.
160.
160. Now, whether that's full-time registered NRL players, there's only 400 of them. It would be hard to believe that 40% are on a first strike. However, my jaw wouldn't entirely hit the floor if that were the case, or it could be more broadly, more deeper to lower tier players. But my point is, in putting this out there, is that it's just a really widespread issue. And you go back to Sean Kenny Dow, he's still been in talks with Newcastle the whole way through. The story about Newcastle dropping off is wrong. Nathan Brown and Matt Gidley still want him at the club. The sticking point is West's group, who are going to buy Newcastle. They're sick and tired of the drug stories coming out of Newcastle, going right back to Joey and Danny Wicks, and most recently Jared Mullen. They don't want that chapter to continue. That's where it's stuck at the moment. But my point is that if you have that policy, you're basically going to be cancelling out 30 to 40% of the NRL, because a lot of these players are on first strikes anyway, and Sean Kenny Dow hasn't done anything worse than a host of other players we've seen this year.
Well, we had a listener make the point, Sean Kenny Dow gone from the Roosters, and Jesse Bromwich returns after 2 weeks for the Melbourne Storm. I know it's very hard to compare apples and apples, but
well, they're not.
I think Sean Kenny Dow might have had apples. I think he might have had a bit of a hidden rap sheet,
bit of a track record there
at the Roosters.
But we don't know that.
Not guilty of possession. Seventh tackle time on the Big Sports Breakfast with Seven News is Josh Masood taking your calls 13 53 53. All our callers, text messages, and tweets go into the draw for two Origin tickets for game number 2, ANZ Stadium next Wednesday. Hi Shane, good morning.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Josh, I'm hearing a big whisper that Ryan Hoffman is returning to the Melbourne Storm as a replacement for Tohu Harris.
Yeah, mate, I've heard that too. I heard it last week. That's certainly the mail. I'm surprised, because I think Ryan Hoffman's form probably in New Zealand hasn't been spectacular. But Craig Bellamy absolutely loves him as a human being. He was devastated when he left, so an interesting recruitment, isn't it, from Melbourne? Sam Cassiano going down there as well. What I worry about with Sam is Samoa World Cup ends in December, 8 weeks annual leave, comes back weighing who knows what. How do you get him fit in the space of a month?
Tell him to get remarried, because he lost all that weight when he had to get married.
True.
He's apparently going, I heard directly yesterday, for $170,000 less over 3 years. From what the Eels, the Warriors, or the Dragons were prepared to pay just to go and be coached by Craig Bellamy into that system you talked about.
Wow, that's good. Cheaper rent in Melbourne, though.
That's a good point.
It has to be cheaper everywhere, doesn't it? New York, London. This one just quickly comes in. Is Origin a sellout yet, Craig? No, but tickets enormously selling well, which is fantastic news for Origin number two, and we anticipate a sellout by next Wednesday. Captain, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thank you. Josh is listening.
Yes, yes, Josh, just a quick one. Mark, do you know where he's off to?
He's off to a new place every week. The latest I heard last night was that Cronulla were interested, although I found that hard to believe, given that they've got their issues with Maloney. They still would like to sort out, and Cronk's the next cab off the rank there. So I'll check that one out today. But the Warriors would probably still seem the most likely bet. They're the ones that have shown the most interest. But at the moment, nothing solid.
Nice to hear from you, Captain, down there in the nation's capital. Just a quick one, too, from the Shire, this one. Morning, boys. Could you ask Josh if there's any truth in the rumour Jack Bird is getting cold feet on his move to Brisbane? The Shire as. Well, he had a week up there, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, he had a couple of days.
Might have liked it. Yeah, they only give him a couple of days. That might have been enough to turn him off. Look, I've heard it, but I doubt it. I'd be really, really surprised. He agonised Jack Bird for a long time. A huge part of his decision was Wayne Bennett. If it was true, the only thing I could maybe divine is that Wayne Bennett might be on shaky ground at Brisbane and he might have a bit of an insight into that, but this is all pure speculation. I don't know whether that's true or not at all.
The speculation comes around James Maloney at the Sharks and what's going to happen there. He's agitating very publicly for more money, which doesn't sit well with people within the Sharks. So the question, he is contracted till the end of 2018. The question would be there, well, if he's not going to be there in 2018, how does Jack Bird get out of his Broncos contract to stay there and play 5-8?
Yeah, what a mess that would be. I mean, that would just be taking it to the next level for a player to have signed a contract a month ago and want to get out of it. I mean, we should just do away with the whole thing if Jack Bird wants to backflip on that.
And if he gets out of it.
And if he gets, yeah.
Well, you only get out of it.
You can want to backflip.
It hurts
you only
my
get
head.
Out of it, it hurts if Brisbane my head, let him Jimmy. Out of it. That's the only thing. And with Anthony Milford, unfortunately, looking like he's got that issue and maybe an operation coming up. Mm. And that could be an ongoing one, which would be terrible for Anthony Milford. Now, what about Cooper Cronk? I guess much depends on what happens at the back end with the Melbourne Storm and also even throughout the Origin series with
World
Cooper
Cup.
Cronk, but you've got Cronulla maybe looking to replace James Maloney if they release him.
Yeah, he's the plan B. Cooper Cronk is the plan B, but the only problem with that is that it's no certainty. You could be left at the altar. So if you part ways with Jimmy Maloney and you go, all right, Cooper, and Cooper suddenly decides, no, I don't want to play rugby league. I'm happy to collect me good check from Melbourne as a halves consultant next year and do a bit of media. Then you're in big, big trouble. But that's the way they're looking.
Is that the world's greatest plan B? Like Cooper Cronk's your plan B? Like that would be ideal for Cronulla. But then again, it'd be ideal for the West Tigers.
Yep.
It'd be ideal for the Newcastle Knights. Everybody. It'd be ideal for a lot of people.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen with the Knights. I think he's knocked that on the head.
Interesting Jack Bird's comments about that. Said didn't want to go there because they couldn't sign anyone.
Yeah, but he's a kid on the rise, I suppose, who's played Origin footy and I suppose he's realistic about what makes a good player tick and that you need a good forward pack in front of you, you need good players around you.
And those people
need
Newcastle,
to get one over the line. That's
well,
the
they've
thing.
Got Caleb Ponga.
He's a kid.
They knew that Newcastle knew that if they could get Jack Bird, they could get the other ones. And Jack Bird was saying, well, you get the other ones and I'll come. It
I
was
think
a catch 22.
Was the big one. I think he wanted a big, tough forward to play behind if he was going to play in the halves. And, if Matt Scott had gone there, I reckon he'd be there.
Testing your memory here, mate, too. Black Bart, Jeremy Lattimore to the West Tigers. Heard anything there?
That's right out of left field. I've got to admit, I'm not maybe across the movements of Jeremy Lattimore. Did he play under Ivan Cleary at Penrith?
Good pickup.
Most probably an Ivan. Yeah. That seems to be Ivan's recruitment policy.
Yeah, I think he did. Pickup.
Yeah,
I'm sure he was there.
How many players has Ivan signed that he's previously coached? It's quite interesting.
Mate, just a quick one. Steve Maddai, Brett Stewart, not there at Manly, wants to know if Jason wants to know their insurance cases, how they're going.
Oh, Stewart's one is done and dusted and all his contract will be carried on the salary cap. Maddai, as I understood it, wasn't finalised as of a few weeks ago, but still heading in the same direction. Manly definitely preparing for that not to be counted either. They were dragging the chain a little bit on some information the NRL wanted. More interesting is where the hell is the farewell for these guys at Lotto Land? They seem to have just disappeared from the club altogether. You see guys like Steve Menzies, greats, hanging around the club still. I have not seen these guys once at Narrabeen this year.
Might try and find out. That's good on you, mate. Any chance you can shake my hand on the way out this week?
I'll do it now.
You gave me that
just to make sure.
You gave me
the peace offering.
You too, Jimmy.
Hey, Josh.
Gave me the big brush. There it is, the seventh tackle segment with Josh Masood from 7 News. Look forward to all your reports. Good on you, mate.
No worries. Pleasure to be here.